My name is Randy Cantrell. Welcome. It is October the 9th, 2015. Kind of a Q&A Friday, a special short audio. The website is higherhumanperformance.com. Higher Human Performance. It's all about leadership. And today I want to talk with you just for a few minutes about how leadership growth can be very stressful. Have you experienced this? I have. I've experienced it a number of times. You come to the realization, you learn something about yourself that you may not have known earlier. I've talked with a number of executives who have discovered some things through assessments. Some companies, some organizations are very assessment friendly, others not so much. Me, I like assessments. Now, let me preface this by telling you, I don't believe that an assessment or any group of assessments can fully paint the picture of who you are. I just don't know that we're smart enough yet to quantify things quite neat and tidy like that. Do we have tendencies? Absolutely. And perhaps you have taken a Myers-Briggs, a DISC, any number of assessments that are out there. And some are tried and true and very proven, and others seem to be a little bit more bleeding edge. No matter what the assessments say, no matter what they tell you about yourself, you have this picture of yourself. You have this vision of yourself. It may be steeped in reality. It may be steeped in complete fiction. But you do have a view of yourself. And when we take these assessments, or if we have some kind of coaching, and we come to some realization that we learned something about ourselves that we did not know before, it can be really stressful. I have had times in my life where this has happened, and I freely confess it's put me in bed. It's physically altered me in such a way that it made me sick. And I'm not talking about things that are just horrible or awful. It's just this sense of, man, I can't believe that, or I got it wrong. For those people like me that are highly intuitive, it can be gut-wrenching. But these are the things of growth. This is leadership growth, and that really is the point. I've worked with top leaders, and some of the closest people that I have worked with through the years have been people that I've worked with over an extended period of time. And you know, you work with somebody for long enough, you get some sense of them. You can pick up on a lot of things with their body language and their tone. And I have sat across from leaders who I could tell were going through a stressful time dealing with their own awareness. Executive coaching exists, and leadership coaching, it exists of really heavy doses of just a lot of discovery and a lot of exploration. I think people sometimes have coaching wrong in that they sense that a coach is just a cheerleader. A coach is just, no, it's way more than that. There's a heavy dose of accountability, and a coach isn't necessarily someone that just comes along and says, okay, do this, do that. It's not a good coach is not an order giver. A good coach helps their client discover ways and explore things and seek innovation and best practices that will best fit that person and their situation. But leadership growth is largely based on the willingness of the client. It's based on the willingness of the executive to consider things that maybe they haven't considered before, to see things maybe from a different perspective. And hopefully, together, we want people to see things more clearly. It's not just a matter of seeing it from a different angle. We want clarity in this thing, and we want reality. We don't want to operate from some place of perceived reality or what we hope to be true. We want it to genuinely be true. Here's the rub. There aren't mile markers. We can't say, okay, like you could launch Waze or your Google Maps app on your phone, get in your car, drive to some place that you've never been, and you can tell based on that GPS that you're getting closer. How many minutes away am I? There's nothing like that for this. There's nothing like that for leadership or executive coaching. There's no schedule for progress. I have met with some leaders, and within 2 weeks, they have reached a really critical point really quickly. And others just, it just seems to drag on and on with them really struggling to see what the possibilities could be, what the opportunities might be. We're all wired differently. That's why. That's why. Some people I have seen respond with very little anxiety, very quickly. Other people, they have responded quickly, but with a ton of anxiety. Some leaders are very uncomfortable to let the troops, let their people see any sign of vulnerability. And as a result, some leaders can be less open than others. There's this fear that I won't be perceived as strong as I think I need to be perceived. Always being right, always showing strength all the time. And that alone can present a challenge when they come to the realization, you know what? The troops just need you to be real. Have you ever discovered that you got it wrong? You got it wrong, whatever it was. You thought you knew exactly how somebody or something was. You thought you had a real keen sense of this situation. But all of a sudden, you've got some new information, and that proves to you, man alive, I got that wrong. I mean, the facts that you thought were facts, they turned out to be untrue. There were circumstances that you thought at the time, they're accurate, spot on. No, not so much. Sure, we've all experienced that. And when we experience it, many of us, we feel stupid. Maybe we feel duped if somebody intentionally, or we think intentionally misled us. But it really doesn't matter. In the end, that feeling of anxiety that every leader has is the same. And here's what it is. You say it to yourself. I say it to myself. We all do. Man, I should have known better. I should have known better. Well, listen, maybe not. We're talking about stress that happens because of growth, professional, personal leadership growth, and the stress that it has to come with it. It just does. I should have known better. Well, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. What we need to do is we need to learn from those situations. We need to think about why we got it wrong, and we need to do our best from preventing that again. And I got news for you. It's going to happen again. We just need to reduce how often it happens. Because that I should have known better feeling is really what often hits executives I have found in my own practice as they're growing. I know it's happened to me. You take an assessment. It reveals something that deep in your gut, you really kind of sort of knew, but maybe you suppressed it all these years. And all of a sudden you're faced with it, and there's the statement. I knew it. Or I should have known better. And the more seasoned and confident the leader, the more I sometimes see high anxiety strike at some point in our work together. In fact, I look for it. I go looking for it. And I purposefully, yeah, I freely admit it, I try to make it happen. And I try to make it happen sooner than later. It hits some people very, very hard. Me? Put me in bed. It can happen at some pivotal point from which they don't recover. Or it can be a crossroads that sets them on a trajectory to be extraordinary. I don't get too wrapped up in what their choice is, although I do want them to choose the right path. But I could have, for instance, when faced with some of my own personal growth issues in the past, I could have just climbed in bed and stayed there. Well, that's not an acceptable reaction. I don't want any of my clients, I don't want you to just go climb in bed when you're suffering from some stress. And again, let's be clear here. I'm talking about stress that is brought about by a heightened awareness of the truth. It could be about you. It could be about the situation you're in, opportunities. It could be anything, but it's very personal and it's about you. It's focused on you. Some people, they can take the truth. Other people, not so much. I can't get too terribly concerned about what people do, because it's just not, I don't have the power to make your choices. I don't have the power to live your life. I can only hope to cheerlead you through the stressful time and encourage you. You can get out of bed. You can do this. This assessment, this new piece of information, this new truth, it could be bad, it could be good, it could be rather neutral. Your reaction to it's what's important. And you've got to respond to it positively. Looking foolish. Lots of leaders are concerned about this. Fearing what other people, especially our direct reports and other people down the chain, are going to think. And especially having a great fear of what people up the chain, what are they going to think? We're all concerned about managing our reputation, and rightfully so. But leadership growth is like any other kind of progress. It's arduous work. It is not pain-free. And sometimes you're going to want to run away and you're going to want to hide. That's the stress I'm talking about. That stress of, I just don't want to do this anymore. I mean, if you think about physical illness, suddenly we just don't feel very good. I mean, just yesterday it happened to me. Maybe our temperature goes up a few degrees. And we ache all over. You know, man alive, an hour ago we felt perfectly fine. And so off to the doctor we go. Now, the job of the doctor is to get us over this illness. And before he can do that, he's got to find out what's wrong with us, because that's going to determine what he does. It's going to determine the treatment. Okay, he finds out what's wrong with us, and he prescribes a remedy. Now, hopefully in a day or two with his remedy, we're feeling much better. And hopefully in time, well, we're not sick anymore. You realize, don't you, that non-sick people, they die every single day. I mean, a sudden heart attack, a sudden stroke hits. These people don't have the flu. They don't have some other sickness. You don't have to be sick to die. There's a big difference in being not sick and being healthy, though. And that's true for leaders. Now, most of the times, it's easier to go from sickness to unsick than it is from unhealthy to healthy. Come on, that makes sense. Your temperature elevates, you feel nauseous, you're aching all over, you're sick. And you go to the doctor and he gives you something. Maybe he gives you a shot. He gives you a prescription. And within a couple of days, you go from sick to unsick. It doesn't mean you're healthy. It just means whatever you had before, you ain't got that now. Now, to go from unhealthy to healthy, that's a whole different thing. Because there's a lot of hard work that we have to exert to get healthy. Now, we're trusting that doctor to get us over the sickness. I mean, come on, how hard is it to take medicine and get rest? Much, much harder for you to change your diet, change your lifestyle, regularly exercise if you've not been accustomed to doing it. And for a lot of folks, just not willing to do it. Just not willing to pay the price to go from unhealthy to healthy. There it is. That's the stress. That's the tension that I'm talking about. The tenseness of leadership growth is that area between unhealthy and healthy. Got nothing to do with sickness. Sickness is just a moment in time. Health is not. Health is comprehensive. Health is long term. And yet health is determined by all of our daily activities. Up to the point in leadership growth. Up to the point in leadership growth where this stress is inflicted, or it feels inflicted, we're in that welcoming phase. It's great. It's wonderful. You know, we're kind of in that phase of going to the doctor, thinking the doctor's going to give me a shot and it's all going to be better, because we just want relief. We just want immediate relief. And sometimes executive coaching, it can result in some immediate relief. But you know, that leader who's in pain, that relief needs to be long-term. And what happens when the pain is relieved? Well, sometimes a bigger pain hits, and that's the pain of learning. It's the pain of realization. It's the pain of knowing the past strategies, the past tactics, my past behavior may be toxic. Countered a leader just the other day who said, man alive, you know, before working with you, my people absolutely hated me, and I just can't believe how big of a tyrant I was. I had no idea I was doing to these people what I was doing. And it was a stressful moment. It was a stressful moment for this leader. The pain of knowing that communication might be broken, the pain of knowing that your leadership might have been failing, the pain of believing, as this leader did, that I'm inflicting this pain on these people, and the realization of that, to his credit, this leader picked up, moved on, but it was not pain-free, not by a long shot. Because with some leaders, all of a sudden, optimism vanishes, and suddenly we're overcome with this anxiety and this hopelessness of, I can't believe this. I just can't believe this. Unfortunately, there are some, they want the process to end right there. The belief is that the process is making them see things they'd rather not see. Some, not many that I work with, but some, they just want to, I just want to go back to the way it was when I wasn't worried about all this stuff. No, that's a big mistake. It's a huge mistake. I encourage you to push through the stress, push through all the tenseness that you go through. Listen, you have to travel through these tough miles because these are necessary for your growth as a leader. You cannot get there without going through this pain. To go from here to there, you got to go through the land of pain. You got to go through the land of tension. You got to go through the land of stress. Join the crowd. Join the crowd. You know, it's much like a sedentary person who decides, I'm going to become more healthy. I'm going to go to the gym. And they go down to the gym and they get this monthly membership and they maybe they hire a personal trainer for a few times. It is not fun. It is grueling. At the gym where I work out, you'll see some people come and they'll get a with a personal trainer and you see the trainer taking them around the gym as I'm on a treadmill or doing something. And you'll see that this is the probably the first time that they've done this in a long, long time based on their physique. And you can just see them, you can just look in their face and almost see if this is a person who you're ever going to see do this again, or if they're just going to want to quit. Now, everybody has that look of, I want to quit, but some, I don't know. I've looked at some of these people and I've noticed this lately. You can notice some people who they've got that look of, I want to quit, but not today. And others, I wanted to quit 30 minutes ago. Problem, if you quit now, you will never achieve the level of health possible. You will never achieve the level of fitness that these people in the gym who may be feeling horrible, well, wait till tomorrow if they think they feel bad now. But that's exactly what happens to us as executives and leaders and business owners. Sometimes the stress enters our life because of this heightened awareness and things get tense. And we want to quit. We want to surrender. We don't like this pain. This is a new pain that we've not had before. Don't you see that that's a great thing? Don't you see that this new pain that you've never had before is a blessing? I'm urging you to choose leadership health. Push through your anxiety. Push through your fear and your trepidation. Push through this stress that you're feeling. Push through all this uncomfortableness. And see it for what it really is. This is growth. This is progress. And besides, you want to be the most effective leader that you can be. And aren't you standing in front of your group of people every day urging them to grow, urging them to improve? Sure you are. I'm simply telling you it's about time that you take your own advice. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can find out all you need to find out about me by going to Randy Cantrell, that's CANTRELL.com. I would encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. HireHumanPerformance.com will take you right there. Coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas on a special short Friday edition. I hope all is well with you. Thanks.